Tom Fortino joins us now, the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. Hey, Tom, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, John. Good to be back.
The Dow is off. We just kind of noticed, coincidentally, about as much as it was October 19th, 1987. That day, the Dow fell 508 points, and we've been off 500 and 600 today for reasons we'll get to in just a second. Pete reminded me this, though. He just handed me an article from the Federal Reserve, which said that the stock markets did quickly recover a majority of their Black Monday losses, while the Dow closed off, I think the final close, I said 508, I've got it here somewhere, was 22.6%. It was 508 points. So the points don't matter as much as the percentage, but it in 2 days gained back 57% of the loss. It was 2 years before it got back to pre-crash highs. Any thoughts? You weren't in the business then, were you?
Not in 1987, but, you know, to your point, and I think we've had this conversation before, you never know when we're going to talk. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. But I guess it comes back to, we always kind of have to take a breath. You know, the market reacts, and it always reacts. Typically, it's going to react, overreact, I should say. Let me rephrase that. Overreact on the downside as well as the upside sometimes. So it's just, you know, it's one day. So to your point, I think, you know, you just want to relax a minute and kind of digest what's going on here.
It's off 694 now, though. I mean, good. What's going on? Why is it doing this, Tom?
Well, I mean, it's what the reporting today. I mean, that's part of it. You know, I heard you ask the question earlier, Bob, about inflation. You know, is it just this inflation number? Well, you have to keep in mind, to a certain extent, I would say, you know, that, well, when we talk about inflation, well, then that relates to interest rates, and then the interest rates relate to housing, and then that relates to the debt, and the debt that's rolling over, right? So there's all of these things that are connected. One begets the other. And so it's not just, well, this inflation number, well, what does that mean, right? And so we just have to be conscious of what that means, especially with, like I said, with debt rolling over here. Well, it's not going to roll over at lower interest rates, at least maybe not. It also means probably the Fed's not going to lower rates. So that's where we're at.
The Fed's going to lower rates. It's just a question of how many times, right?
Well, you know, they always say, or I shouldn't say always say, as Yogi Berra said, predictions are hard to make, especially about the future. And so we have to be cautious of these things. Remember, it was going to be that there's going to be 6 to 7 Fed rate cuts. Well, January's passed. March is, would some would argue, is in the books, and then you're getting to the April, May, and is that going to happen? And I think, again, the market has hung its hat on these rates, but quite frankly, maybe there has to be a normalization here. These rates, you know, years ago, I think, again, we've talked about this. This is not crazy to have a 4 or 5% interest rate. It's normal. And so maybe to some extent we'll get used to this. The problem, though, as I said, there's this overhang of some things like debt and so on. But, you know, and then keep in mind, John, the one thing is we have to remember the bond market. You know, it's a bond market. They have to sell bonds. And we'll see how that goes. It's going forward.
Well, I'm just looking at the number. So it was 3.4 in December. We get the January number. That's what we're talking about here, right? And it's 3.1. So we went from 3.4 to 3.1. So inflation cooled off by 0.3%, but they were hoping for 2.9. So it missed its mark by a couple of percentage points. And and that's the driver on this. Maybe not all of it. I think it's very interesting what you said, Tom. It's not that. It's what that means. It's what that does if you're talking about the debt and things like that. But it's going in the right direction, though. It's not like it went up to 3.5%.
Well, you bring up a good point, but the argument is what's the trend, right? So when months drop off, so we're looking at a 12-month period, year over year, but then what's happened over the last 3-4 months? Well, the trend is continuing back up, right? Oh. You look over month, it might have been 0.4, I think.
Yeah.
And so now we're saying, is it trending back up again? Is this what's happening? So that's what I think some people are looking at as well.
Well, we're talking about the what does inflation mean? It's the cost of goods and services, right? And
correct.
And is it the core inflation that we're talking about, Tom?
Well, the read that you're talking, the 2.9 versus 3.1, that's the that's not the core inflation, right? The core inflation is minus food and energy. Now, the logic behind that is they fluctuate so much month over month. Let's strip those out, because this will give us a, you know, a more consistent reading that we can use. But I'm not a big fan of the course. I don't understand, you know, I'm not necessarily agree with that argument, but that's what core CPI is. Core CPI was higher.
Yeah.
But that's the difference between the two readings.
Okay. So do you think that this will settle down? I wonder if the market's going to recover tomorrow, where it's minus 706 now. The Dow is off 706 points. Is there a little profit taking built into this, do you think? I mean, is the market overreacting right now?
I do think there's some profit taking. I think, you know, also, if you look at big picture, we've seen earnings come out. And for the most part, they've been pretty good. So, you know, you want to take a look at that. Some of this, too, is, you know, you think about it. I mean, this market has run high for a while. It's been going fast. And some people will say it's kind of overbought. And maybe there's some relief in this as well. You know, so there could be a number of things working together here. But in the long term is really how you want to look at it. And so, you know, the argument's going to be on the bull side. Hey, look, earnings are still solid. We still have, you know, these things are still pretty good in this economy. The jobs numbers are still good and so on.
Yep.
There's going to be some pullback here, and maybe this is part of it, and this is an excuse for it.
Yeah, I'd like to think that's the case. And I'm not being flip about that. You're the expert, but that does sound reasonable, what you just said.
It is.
All right. In that case, Tom, I'm going to let you be more reasonable Sunday morning. We can listen to Tom Fortino, the founder and principal at Alpha Wealth Group. Maybe you've got questions about your investments, about your tax consequences, about the position of your portfolios. Do you know where your stuff is? A lot of people aren't real sure about that. Maybe you should talk to somebody like Tom. He's on WGN Radio Sunday mornings at 7, and you can always reach him at alphawealthgroup.com. Okay, Tom, let's talk again soon. Thanks for your help.
All right, great. You take care, Jeff.